What's up? It's Leah Vandale, and you are watching Life Minute TV. I was a dancer my entire life. I started dancing when I was 3, and then I cheered in the NFL and the NBA. And my dad was a wrestler, actually, in the early 90s, so I grew up watching with him. I never in a million years thought it was something I would do, but I just love performing, and with my background in dance and with my dad's history, it just kind of made sense. I fell into it. I grew up in a big Italian family. We did Sunday dinners, and I really wanted to incorporate that into my character. I really wanted to do like a mob wife, sort of New Jersey type character, and that's kind of just where I came from. There's definitely a lot of me, of Leah and Carmela. It's more just Leah just turned up like crazy. She's the moonwalking, trash-talking princess of Staten Island. So it's kind of like an alter ego, someone that I kind of wish I could be in my everyday life. Well, what we do, it's like a soap opera, you know, but we're also athletes. So there's storylines for sure, but what we do is very real. You know, I have bumps and bruises all over and things happen on the fly and, you know, sometimes you get hurt and that's just the nature of the beast. But we train really hard and work really hard to make sure that we can avoid that as much as we can. We don't have an off season, so we're on the road 52 weeks a year, and it's a grind, but you have to find your routine. You know, you go to the gym, you find your healthy food spots, you have your routine, especially when you're home, trying to unwind and recover and rest. So it's important to find the balance of, you know, being on the road and being this Carmela character, but also being Leah and like knowing who I am and, you know, being healthy and making sure I take care of my body, because it's definitely a tough lifestyle. I decided to be a rapper this season, and I filmed in a recording studio with Trin and R-Truth, who was like my tag partner at the time. And I was like so excited, so amped to get into the booth. I've never done anything like that in my life. So I was really like embarrassed as it was. And then I walked to go into the recording studio to start my rap, and I completely tripped. So I was like, cool, this is how my entire rap career is gonna go. The fact that if you don't know WWE or you're not following it anymore, if you watch it maybe years ago, you think the women are like these big bodybuilders and walk around, you know, kicking everyone's butts or something. I mean, we do kick butt, but I know for me, I like to embrace like being, you know, a powerful woman, but also embracing, you know, my feminine side too. And I think that that's important to be able to have that balance. Wine. I like to always have a glass of wine after a long day at work. I just started my own wine company called Capo Cagna, which loosely translates to boss bitch in Italian. I love wine, and I really want to do something outside of WWE, just on my own, and I'm just super passionate about it. I love to drink wine, so I think it's like a perfect career for me. It's not for wine snobs, that's for sure, so if you're wanting to taste hints of oak or blackberries or whatever it is, that's fine, but that's not what this is. You know, you see it on the shelf and it looks, you know, fabulous and fancy, but it doesn't break the bank. So bougie on a budget, if you will. I think it's important to have a balance. You can't just be one way or the other. Especially people, I think it's funny that I'm a wrestler and an athlete, but I also have a wine company. But it's important to have balance. My grandmother, she's in her 80s and she drinks wine every single day. I don't want to be 80 and be like, I wish I drank more wine. Everything's okay in moderation. You know, I'm gonna eat a pizza tonight, but tomorrow I'll eat a salad and I'm gonna work out really hard. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I mean, my entire personal life was out there for the world to see. That's kind of what you sign up for with a reality show. But it was a lot of fun. I was able to really, you know, show the fans who I am day-to-day life, not just the Carmela you see in the ring, but who I am and to my core. I went through a lot this season with the show with my boyfriend, and our relationship went public, and that was a lot because I was dealing with just this new relationship in and of itself. Never mind to throw cameras around. We literally went on our first date on camera. So I'm so grateful that he came along for the ride, and he, you know, he's still with me, not trying to, you know, run for the hills. We just moved in together last month, so I'm glad to know he's very clean, so I don't have to like pick up after him, which is awesome. I think it's just the fact like we work together, we live together, we're together a lot. So it's before we went from this long distance relationship to now being together all the time. So it's like adjusting and finding our own time for ourselves. But being able to be together a lot too. So that's the biggest adjustment, I think. But I'm not sick of them yet, so I'll keep them. I think it's important to have a balance. You can't just be one way or the other. Especially people, I think it's funny that I'm a wrestler and an athlete, but I also have a wine company. But it's important to have balance. I would say it's a toss-up between the fact that I'm pretty shy in my normal everyday life and then the fact that I'm like a really big goofball and a pretty good mime and I can do really good impressions. But my boyfriend might argue with you on that, but I think I'm pretty good. Well, I think I can do a pretty good Cher impression. If you want me to bust it out. Okay, let's see here. If I could turn back time. I mean, I think that's pretty good. I can't believe I just did that. Oh my God, thank you so much.